Coming up in the next half hour, we'll be hearing a sound portrait of Happy Rose's new album, Many Worlds Are Born Tonight. If you're up on the internet, drop into the Echoes website. It's at www.echoes.org. At our website, you'll find the complete Echo Disc catalog, where you can locate many of the albums you hear in the show and order them online. You can also download a playlist for today's Echoes. It's program X42. Once again, that website address, Echoes, ECHOES.org. Echoes continues from PRI, Public Radio International. You're hearing Echoes, and I'm John DiLiberto. Happy Rhodes has spent years probing the darker, psychological secrets of her early years, the music full of melodic flights topped by her uncanny multi-octave voice. On her latest album, Many Worlds Are Born Tonight, her music takes a new turn, away from the childhood traumas of her early years and towards a contemplation of life and existence. Kimberly Haas takes a left turn down Happy Rhodes.
Happy Rhodes doesn't fit the standard singer-songwriter profile. She's not a woman with an acoustic guitar singing confessional songs. She doesn't write folky music. She doesn't write love songs. And she has a room full of synthesizers.
When you're 9 years old and you're singing along to Switched on Bach, knowing in your head that, you know, someday I'm gonna be an electronic musician, you know, it's like, and then you grow up and the only thing you can afford at first is an acoustic guitar, or that's the first thing that allows you to be able to start using your voice, right? But because I was female, because I had a sweet voice, and because I was seen with a guitar, the obvious conclusion was made. Mostly I hear women singing about very intimate, personal, mostly relationship-oriented things. That's the last thing I ever want to sing about.
Instead, Happy would rather crank up her synthesizers and sing about computer games, psychological turmoil, and films like Blade Runner and The Professional.
I see you because you are tragic. And I need you for the same. There's a little bit of you in me. You can't escape what you became.
Many Worlds Are Born Tonight is Happy Rhodes' most ambitious recording in a career that began when she was 14 years old, writing songs in upstate New York. Those songs, as heard on CDs like War Paint, had a stark, sometimes terrifying, autobiographical nature.
Yeah, I think in my earlier albums, I lived in my head a lot more. The issues I dealt with were all personal depression or how I would react to certain situations. Now, not feeling too depressed that much anymore. I think about other things. I turn my thoughts outward now.
But despite what she says, inner demons still run through her imagery. They turn up in tormented songs like The Chariot.
It's from the point of view of a child who lives in desperation and needs desperately to be saved and is not being saved. And every day that passes sees an opportunity to be saved and they can't reach out. They'll watch their savior walk by every day, and they're mute. They cannot scream, they cannot touch, they can't do anything. It's a horrible way to live.
the Chariot harkens back to earlier Happy Road songs, but much of Many Worlds Are Born Tonight shows where she'd rather spend her psychic energies. She'd prefer to look at the world through the digital imagery of a computer game called Time Lapse, which is what she does on the song 100 Years.
There's a robot in the game that only appears at the very end of the game, and he's angry. He's in a world he was left behind, he has to guard everybody's stuff, and he's really peeved. Why? Well, because he's lonely. He's been alone, and he's been living in his own world for so long, he's had to come up with his own answers to his own existence.
With no genetic code, so pathetic am I. Don't have the luxury of knowing someday I'll die. Is this the second Eden?
If you read a Happy Rhodes lyric, it doesn't seem like lines that anyone would sing. Happy doesn't write poems and try to set them to music. Instead, her lyrics emerge out of the music. She surrounds her stunning multi-octave voice with elaborate electronic orchestrations that unlock her subconscious like a Rorschach test.
I write the music first, and because that is what moves me, I listen to it over and over again. I start getting images, I start getting the visuals, and usually I'll start singing catchphrases. And then you realize, you know, it's like something like If Wishes Were Horses. There is one line, you can't bring me comfort by filling up my eyes. I have no idea what that means. And this is what happens to me. I'll sing it over and over again. I go, well, that is done. I can't change it now. It's just what I'm supposed to sing there, I suppose. So I have to make it make sense. And then you fill in the holes. And the way I filled in those holes is like, you can't bring me comfort by filling up my eyes. That means that you can't appear before me and have that comforting to me anymore. Or I can't look at a picture and have that comforting to me anymore. The damage is too deep, the pain is too great.
But you can't bring me comfort by filling.
Happy Rhodes may not sit down and write out poems, but she has written out her dreams.
Nightscapades. I know. Where'd I get that from? And what that actually means is record your dreams, because it will open your eyes to things about yourself that you never realized before. That's all it means.
Happy Rhodes' virtual dreams can be heard on her latest album, Many Worlds Are Born Tonight, from Samson Music. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
From Happy Rhodes' new album, Many Worlds Are Born Tonight, here's the piece that's based on that computer game Time Lapse. It's called 100 Years. Happy Rhodes from her latest album, Many Worlds Are Born Tonight. If you'd like to add that CD to your collection, you can do it by calling EchoDisc at 1-800-321-ECHO. At EchoDisc, you can locate many of the albums that you hear in the show, including Happy Rhodes' Many Worlds Are Born Tonight. Once again, that toll-free order line, 1-800-321-ECHO. Be sure to call weekdays between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern.